Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show, the DL Link Show, where we connect you through insights and information and illumination. Nikki Seberini here with you on 101.9 Chai FM. As always, such a pleasure and really a privilege to be with you for the next hour. If you've just joined for the first time, just started listening, welcome. Great to have you on board. Really, we like to spend time sharing extraordinary stories with you because isn't it the stories that connect us? We just get to see what possibilities lie in this incredible life of ours. So the DL Link, always reaching out within the community, helping, uplifting, supporting, creating amazing connections within the community. And every few months, there is really a very exciting event that they have. They're always working on events. This team is just phenomenal. And it's that time of the year again when we start thinking about the Three C's Dinner. And the Three C's Dinner is fabulous because you're bringing the cancer and corporates and comedy together. And not just corporates, but you're bringing it all together for an amazing evening of entertainment and laughter and fun. But also, again, a reminder of how precious this life is, a reminder that people are walking some very challenging paths, and a reminder that we can uplift others as well as ourselves. So this Three C's Dinner is happening. It's going to be taking place on the 19th of February. Nick Rabinovitz, as always, will be keeping you entertained. But what's really exciting about this year's Three C's Dinner is guess who is going to be performing? The Mzansi Youth Choir. Now, you've heard of the Mzansi Youth Choir. They are amazingly talented. And they got the gold, you know, that golden buzzer, on America's Got Talent. They got the golden buzzer. They reached the, was it the finals? Anyway, they went very far in America's Got Talent and they are going to be performing on the night. So it's happening in Sandton. The price for a table is 18,000 Rand. And as I said, you know where the money goes to. It's a very important and it's a big fundraiser for the DL Link. So, you know, it's already the 25th of Jan. Don't hesitate. It is around the corner. So please contact, the DL Link directly if you're interested or go to the website. The number to dial is 485-3269 or just go to www.dllink.co.za to get all the information. 19th of Feb, you do not want to miss it out. It's going to be fantastic. So as I said, 25th of Jan, and I keep finding myself saying, where did the time go? But I'm wondering if at the beginning of the year, you've set yourself any goals or you had an idea of how you wanted or you want 2024 to roll out. And if you did set goals, how are they looking? Have you already thrown them up in the bin? Are you on track? Do you shake and shudder when I mention the word goals? Are you fired up when I mention the word goals? Like, what is it about us as human beings that we like to set goals? Some of us can reach them, and for others, it's a real challenge. And then we feel awful about ourselves when we don't pursue them. So I have such an unbelievable guest on the show. He was on the show all the way back in 2020. He, in 2007, had a harrowing experience. There was a house invasion. He was shot and he was stabbed. And he woke up in ICU and he was paralyzed from the chest down. He used to play, I think he was a former Lions Sevens rugby player. He was such an athlete and, you know, an accident, an injury like this could set anybody back. But Darren Thomas is just phenomenal because he's now a South African para athlete. He is competing around the world. He is not being held back by the limitations and the challenges that he has faced. And so we're going to be talking to Darren about goals, really. And he's just come back from an incredible CrossFit at the, I think it's called Woodapalooza in Miami. He's just come back. He's made history as the first adaptive male CrossFit athlete from Africa to win a bronze. And this is a man who knows what to do with goals, right? So I think he's going to have some important things to share with us. Darren, welcome and welcome back to the show. It's lovely to have you back on the show. Darren, are you there? We can't hear you. Perhaps you're on mute? No?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, there you are.
Oh, there we go.
You've appeared. How are you, Darren?
Fine and you. Thanks for having me back on.
Oh, it's great to have you on the show and congratulations. As I said, we last spoke to you in 2020. You came onto our radar because of that, the rope. Remember you were climbing with that chair rope climb, which was so phenomenal. And now in 2024, look what you've done. So you are the first adaptive male CrossFit athlete from Africa to win a bronze at Woodapalooza in Miami. What is that? First of all, what is a South African para athlete in terms of CrossFit?
Well, I guess we what they like to call us now is adaptive athletes. So
it's good. I like that.
Yeah, it's called adaptive CrossFit, obviously because you'd have to change a few things, but it's really big overseas, and I caught onto it in 2021 where they actually did the CrossFit Open and they invited the adaptive division, and we were actually allowed to compete. And when I saw that, I thought there's something new for me to try. And I went and I did some workouts. We had to submit them online with video, and you could go and check your scores and try and see where you kind of stood against the rest of the world. And I ended up being quite competitive. So it sparked me, and it really just ignited that competitive spirit in me again to keep going, you know? And so, the bug bit, you know, they say, how do you know someone does CrossFit? And it's because they'll tell you, you know, but that's pretty much what happens.
You've got to be bitten by the bug.
Yes. Yeah.
Otherwise you're just mad. But Darren, so for those people who don't know what CrossFit is, I know that it's like this fitness regime. It's high intensity and it's a whole lot of different exercises. Correct me if I'm wrong. And let's just explain to the audience so we're all on the same page.
Yes. Yeah, so what it is, it's basically taking all kinds of fitness. So you take aspects from gymnastics, from strength, and from cardio, and you put them all together. And so it's they call the athletes the fittest in the world because they're doing all of those things. And it's kind of the workouts end up being between 20 minutes long, sometimes 30, sometimes only 10, but it's really high intensity. And you end up doing either as many reps as possible within an allotted time, or you try and do a workout four times. So for the fastest time. So there are different ones that they give you, but it's all about very high intensity and never stop moving type movements.
Wow. So now let's translate that to adaptive CrossFit. So what do you do different? Like, what are you doing?
So what we would do is they would take a workout for the able-bodied guys, and they're basically adapted to do the movement that's most similar, that obviously would require us to, you know, be able to do something. So when you have something like a box jump, we would do something called a U-turn. So we would actually do a U-turn around a box and around a box again. And so there's different adaptations to the different movements, but things like snatches and clean and presses and those things we still do as normal, but we're just sitting down, you know. So it is a bit more challenging, but we can still adapt and do them as we need to. But it's quite amazing because as movements go, there's quite a lot that you can do to adapt and make them pretty similar to the able-bodied guys, you know. So we almost work off the same workout, but just a few changes.
So let's just, I mean, it's unbelievable that you're doing it, because CrossFit is tough enough, but I could, and again, please correct me if I'm wrong, Darren, it's putting a lot more pressure on your upper body, obviously, right? So you're taking a lot more in your upper body. And so your core strength is important. So how does that work, Darren? Are you using your core? I mean, you are paralyzed from the chest down.
Yeah. So because I don't really have core or ab activation or core activation, you kind of, there's certain ways to adapt the movements. I use a lot of, like, for a clean out, I'd have to use a lot of my body's momentum to lean forward and swing back to get the weight up. But you activate as best you can. It's tough because I'm in a tough category, especially at this competition. I was in a really tough category where the guys were, you get a with hip division and a without, and with hip means that the guys are able to move their legs, but still train from a wheelchair, you know? So I was in the division had been mixed. So I was up against kind of all of them, you know? So, it was a tough division and going against some really, really crazy fit athletes, but it was an incredible experience.
Sure. And this is, okay, we're going to chat more after the break, but you're up against, in this hectic division, you're up against those who can use their legs, which
sounds
a bit unfair to me.
that's what they say. Yeah. I think just because the competition's so big and they can't always scale as they need to for this specific competition, you kind of know what you're in for, you know? So the guys they're not allowed to use their legs to help them, but they can still, you know, they still have leg movement. So it's one of those things.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. After the break, let's talk a little bit about this experience in Miami, you getting this bronze, which is phenomenal. And then we're going to zip all the way back to my introduction about the goals. Because when I spoke to you in 2020, you know, you spoke about goals. And I just think it's a great reminder at this time of the year where some people may have kind of fallen by the wayside. So stay with us, Darren. We're going to be right back.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome back to the show. I have Darren Thomas, who's a South African para athlete, on the show. We last spoke to Darren in December 2020, and we're following up with this legendary South African who is doing great things. He is, as I said, a para athlete. He's made history as the first adaptive male CrossFit athlete from Africa to win a bronze at the Wodapalooza in Miami. And it really does show past showcase resilience and determination in the face of paralysis. So Darren, I mean, getting ready for this competition is that correct? Wodapalooza?
That's right.
Is that just the name of it, or?
Yeah. So the CrossFit workouts is normally called a WOD, which is a workout of the day. And so they took WOD and then made it a Wodapalooza, you know.
And
so
just made a palooza.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. So it's probably the biggest CrossFit competition in the world as celebration and kind of festival goes. It's basically called a fitness festival, and second to the CrossFit Games, which is where the fittest in the world is really decided. This would be the biggest competition, and I think the biggest in attendance and obviously just the size of it. So it appealed to me because it was the first CrossFit competition that included all adaptive divisions. So they said, give us something and we'll do it. You know, so the guy said, okay, we want adaptive, and they said, we'll bring them all and we'll make it work. And so because they worked on this inclusivity from the beginning, that was really the one that I wanted to go to first if I was going to travel all the way to America and if I was able to qualify. Obviously, the standards were pretty high. But who doesn't want to go to Miami and do workouts that are almost right on the right on the beach, you know?
Sure. So Darren, how did you? Yeah, I mean, obviously, lots of training. and you had to, you know, get to a particular stage. But I know that you got involved with fundraising and you got sponsors on board. I mean, it didn't just, you didn't just climb on an aeroplane. This was a big job.
Yes, I think, you know, the qualifiers were in September, and we had to do 5 sets of qualifiers, but you had to have a registered judge to judge you. You had to video it and show your weight and show everything. So it's quite a serious process, so that somebody can't just cheat, you know, and you'd have to submit those via YouTube, and then they would obviously check your workouts and see whether you qualify or not. And then it turned out that I actually qualified, and then the reality hit. Is like, how do we get there? You know, just to self-fund yourself and your coach to get to America. As we know, the dollar is not our friend these days.
Sure.
And so I did a fundraiser on Backer Buddy, where I had some amazing donations from people that I'd never even met and just knew me from social media. And then I got some really, really great sponsors, Justin Tavares from Daytona Group and Mike from Lotto Star and Sinead Motti from Motti Moves. And they were the ones who really put in some good backing and actually got me there. So it was fantastic just to have that, you know, cause you need, as an athlete, you need to go and you need to be able to also still train while you're there and eat well while you're there. And so Miami's not a
costly.
Definitely not a cheap place, it's a big price tag. So it was amazing to have the donations from the people that I did get from.
Sure. And the actual competition, I mean, being there in Miami, as you say, this is huge. All these athletes from all over the world coming together. You haven't been doing it for long. You said you woke up to it in 2021. That's not long.
Yeah.
And no. There you are. Did you have to pinch yourself?
I did. When I got there, it was everything I expected and more. You know, it was just this huge celebration of fitness. But you know, you arrive there and it's you with all the elite athletes, the best in the world. You know, the guys that you see on TV, you're now rubbing shoulders with them in the athletes' warm up area. You know, so. I think to take it in the first 2 days, it was such a overwhelming thing. And I think after my second workout, it was a night workout. We were on like almost a stage on the water, and we'd just finished the workout. It was a really tough one. And my coach just like, I was completely exhausted. And my coach just said to me, he said, sit back, look at where you are and just look where you've come. You know, I said 3 years ago, you told me maybe one day we'll go to Waterpalooza, and we laughed, you know. And he said, now we're here, you know. So it really was an incredible thing. And when it finally settled, it was just quite amazing.
Yeah. And you think, Darren, I mean, as I said right at the beginning, this horrific incident in your home, from being so active to being paralyzed from the chest down, and all the demons you had to face, your faith was important. As you said, your wife, I think she was your girlfriend at the time, and all this incredible support. And what a huge achievement. I mean, the Darren before that terrible night, would he even have dreamt that this Darren now at this Waterpalooza, that was even a possibility?
I don't think so. I mean, if you told me what was going to happen and you know, that would be life, I think because when it happened, I almost felt like all my chances of sporting accolades had kind of gone out the window, you know, and that was a reality that I dealt with. Was like, you know, here you want to be a South African rugby player, but now you're struck down like this, you know. And I think you lose a lot of hope, and I obviously lost a lot of hope. I mean, when I was in hospital, I think my biggest challenge was sitting in a lazy boy for 5 minutes without passing out because of blood pressure and circulation and all of that. And so it was a tough time. And when I sat, when my coach did say to me, just take it in and look where you are, I thought back to that time. And I was just like overcome with emotion, you know, because it's just like you've come so far. So I think the biggest thing for me was just the the ability to achieve something in this position after all the adversity I'd been through. Never mind even winning the bronze, just being there, you know, and getting a podium on top of it was just was amazing.
Honestly, Darren, it's just phenomenal, and you really should be commended, which it's just phenomenal. So I started off the show and I said, you know, usually by the end of January, there's some people who they still clear on their goals. There are other people where they haven't met, you know, certain goals. And now it's like, it doesn't matter anyway. But then the sense of self-doubt comes in. What do you want to say? Because you're someone, oh my gosh, you set a goal. And maybe anyone listening to you will be, well, he's different. You know, he's obviously stronger than me, or he's got a different mindset, or he's got a – can you just very quickly speak to how you approach goals for those people who are feeling like, yeah, they're kind of being left behind?
Yeah, I think, you know, at one stage I looked at it and I felt the same way. You know, I looked at these athletes that were kind of more capable than me in terms of their injuries and thought to myself, well – I don't even know why I'm wasting my time, because this guy can do so much more than me. How am I supposed to compete with him, you know? And then you get down, and there were times where I got injured. I got injured the year before where I actually wanted to qualify and wasn't able to. And so it's easy to get down and just to lose hope and kind of lose sight of the goal, because you think that if all these things come against you, you know, how do you keep going and driving through? And I think for me, the really important part is it's always my faith, but just having the support system of my wife and the people around you that pick you up instead of pull you down, you know, and the people that will encourage you to keep going, and also looking up to people who have, you know, achieved things through adversity. I think that's a big thing for me, is to look up at people and just to see, you know, if he can do it, I can do it, you know. Look what they've been through, and my, you know, I may have gone through this, but you know, the possibilities are I'm still here and I can still do those things. So I think, you know, a mindset is definitely something that gets stronger as you go. But you don't always have that attitude of just beating the odds, you know. So it just takes being around the right people and having the right support and looking to the right things, you know.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you so much for that. And thanks for joining us and for being such an inspiration. As I said, you know, where you were in December 2020 with these pulls, the pulling up from your chair and, you know, having just returned from Miami, as I said, and I'll say it again, just I look to you. You said look to someone who inspires you. Well, isn't that amazing? Because a whole lot of people are looking to you as that inspiration. And there have been, I'm sure, very dark times. Just, you know, it's beautiful. And thank you. And just keep it up. You are amazing. Thank you for joining us.
No, thanks so much. I think the main message is just to, you know, I've been given a second chance, and I'd want to make a difference to show people that they're capable of much more than they think, you know, if they just keep going.
Yeah, too true. Thank you, Darren. Take care.
Thanks so much.
All the best.
Good to chat to you again.
Thank you. Wow, Darren Thomas, South African para athlete. And you can always look at the Good Things Guy if you haven't signed up for those newsletters where you get, not a newsletter, an email. It is a newsletter. Once a week you get. And it's all good news about South Africa and South Africans. And Darren Thomas was there. And I just want to stress something that he said about this goal setting, is that sometimes you look to other people and you think they are better positioned, or they're in a better position to reach their goals. And mindset is everything. And what he said is that your mindset gets stronger. So it doesn't matter where you are now. If you just are clear about where you want to go, and sometimes you're not that clear, it's just one step. Just do the one step. Maybe have the big picture, but just the one step. Your mindset gets stronger. But what I really liked, and I think this is so important, is surrounding yourself with people who will support you, who believe in you. And that means sharing your dreams and ideas with other people. It means having these discussions, not keeping it close to your heart, but really having this community, friends, people who support you along the way. And having, you know, the inspiration, even if you can have the mentor. And, you know, as I'm saying this, I'm busy thinking about the DL Link, and I'm thinking about why they have such a powerful impact on people, because they surround a cancer warrior who's on a journey with the support. They are there. There's so much to be said for, you know, a community to be held by people. Sometimes when we're going through a hard time, we withdraw, we kind of contract inward because we think we've got to deal with it on our own. But, you know, every person we ever speak to always talks about support, people who are there for you every step of the way. It's like the vital, vital ingredient in overcoming anything in life. So I hope you were inspired, Darren Thomas, South African para athlete.